Okay, I've been back and forth about getting my nipples pierced, but Claire said no.
Who said no?
Claire's. Could you believe that?
But I got my coochie pierced there.
Wait, your what? Say it again. Say the joke. Let's rerun that back like I said.
I have some for this.
So I've been bouncing back between getting my nipples pierced, mm-hmm. but you know what? Claire said no. Thank you. That man deserves a raise.
But I got I got my coochie pierced there.
But I got my coochie pierced there.
Is this shit on? Hey, it's your girl Mommy, and you are now tuning in to Es Una Vibra Way, where we can go from the deepest, darkest shit to the silliest, funniest shit. Everything under the sun. And you're tuning in for some motherfucking reason, right? So here we go. Hey, welcome back to part two. Es Una Vibra Way with your special guest with a fat coochie, Eduardo.
Hello.
Oh, the short one. Oh. Welcome back. Fuck.
Let's get right into it.
Is it true you can rap the whole Nicki monster verse?
Yes.
And will you do it for us right now?
Hell no.
Why?
No.
Let us get a little sneak peek. A little sneak peek. No.
Whooping a Sri Lanka, what?
Are you a Nicki fan?
Yeah, you're a Nicki fan. Pull up in the Sri Lanka. Yeah, okay. That's all about it.
So it's true. That's it. That's
yeah, all. I just need some liquid courage in me to get that out. Ooh, chill.
Okay.
I offered to bring my apple.
We have it.
My apple crown.
But if we get you on the
hey,
pull up in the Sri Lanka.
No.
Okay, final answer.
Next question.
Your love language.
Damn. All right. Well. Okay. Shit. This is a combination. I can't just go with one. Like, it can't. And I think we recently found out that it's different. The ones you like to receive and the ones that you like to give, mm-hmm. which I think is important. So with giving, I'm very touchy. So physical touch. So literally the smallest things, I like holding hands, little things, it's a bitch ass, little things, holding hands, or literally, if you're, scooting by them and stuff, you literally just grab them by the shoulder, or, to get their attention, you literally, touch their,
I doing that.
Yeah, okay. It's just literally, just things to, I don't know, because it goes with other ones, I feel like. With words of affirmation, I don't like to receive that one I would like to receive that one. I don't give that one. Sorry, as much.
Okay.
So I guess that's my way of affirming my interest in them, physical touch and stuff like that. Gift giving. I like to believe I'm good at gift giving. I don't know.
You are.
Yeah, when it comes to being artistic and stuff, I feel like that gives me a one up on that kind of stuff. If I want it, I can make it very personal. I can make it from scratch, some things, stuff like that. So, and I try my hardest to really listen to some people. So they'll be oh, I really want this. Even if that shit's months out, I'll literally take note of that and I'll be all right, well, that's what they want. I'll make sure I get it for them and stuff like that.
And you don't check the price.
Hell no. Or I just work my ass up till I can afford that price, bitch.
That's so cute.
But and then what's the other one? It's quality time.
Okay.
That's why I could never do things long distance. And long distance to me.
You need them there.
Yeah, I need them there. Long distance to me could literally be you're within the same state, but hours away is long distance already for me. That's too far. If it's hours of driving and stuff like that. But
you wouldn't do that
because quality time, that's a necessity for me because it comes with the other
ones. Drive 3 hours for your quality time.
You know what, that's the funny thing. If I were to be with someone and obviously you care about them enough and stuff like that, that probably shouldn't be a big issue.
Yeah,
I just don't know if
I just don't want to
I haven't gotten to that, so I don't know. But if I like to like show with physical touch, I need quality time. Like I need them in person, so stuff like that. And then the ones about receiving, I would say quality time. I feel like you have to obviously give yeah. that one, like you're literally together. The other ones,
do you think FaceTiming and stuff is no, you need no, them there.
That's not I don't like doing that in general, period. Oh, I don't like when some people randomly like, hit me up through FaceTime.
Your significant other though?
Hell, bitch, what if I'm on a toilet taking fat shit? I don't need you seeing me doing that.
Like, or a phone call and then you mute.
I also kind of don't like that. Some people find me at like the worst times. And like,
I feel that though.
Yeah, I'll be at the gym. I can't be interrupted really. I hate.
He's I a hate, busy I, man or whatever.
No, but like even when I'm like doing homework, I like convince myself like I'm just sitting down getting this shit done, so I don't like distractions. And it sucks to say it that way because like, yeah.
I was about
like,
to say they're a distraction.
I know. But like, I'm very stuck to my schedules. Like I'm very like stuck on like if I plan to set do this day, it's gonna get done. So stuff like that, I don't know, I'm very not like out of the blue, like stuff like that. I don't like kind of that sort of stuff. Although sometimes I've been like you where like when I allow it, it happens to be like an emergency or something. Mm-hmm. You're like, yo, I just needed someone. And I'm like, okay, like I'm glad it worked out this time.
You're being a distraction right now.
And yeah, you're like, I'm sorry, but that's a whole love your crisis. I'm at the gym right now. Let me finish this set and then I'll call you back, bitch. No, but stuff like that. So I like receiving words of affirmation. That's what I was saying earlier. So like just I don't know, and that can mean anything. I'm not like I need to hear this and this. It's not so much them saying like I love you and stuff like that. It's just literally like anything they can say could mean a lot. So like I don't know.
I was gonna be a child.
Like what?
Just stupid shit.
Stupid shit? Nah, like I mean it could be just the simplest thing, like just I don't know, letting me know that you heard me
the
when I said something.
That ass fat, no.
Like,
oh,
shit.
I that's love you.
Yeah. But, what's the other ones? So the physical touch. I mean, okay, I would like with someone the gift giving, but I've said this before. I'm so sorry, but I don't think I've come across someone who's a good gift giver in, like, my life. Like, I don't know.
Can the sound producer look up the five love languages, please?
I think the other one's acts of service.
Acts of service, physical touch.
Quality time, words of affirmation, oh, okay, and sloppy toppy.
The forbidden one,
like
the secret
one. I like giving and receiving that one, for
okay,
sure.
Okay.
Yeah. But that one's obviously, like, nice. Duh. But, what is it?
We didn't get a woo, or the sloppy toppy one time.
But for the gift giving, I don't know. I wish... Bitch, I wish.
So, this was not on the films, but you said that you make a list of what you want. Like, you're like, this is what I want.
Yeah, and I know some people think that that's, like, maybe, like, takes away from, like, a gift being personal or, like, being, like, good. Bitch, that's what makes a gift good. Like, if I'm telling you I want this, why the fuck would you go and get something else?
That,
make it
yeah.
make sense. And sometimes it could be literally the simplest things. I know some people don't like... I personally don't like giving just, like, a gift card or money. That does feel very, like, disconnected and, like, nah.
They didn't
personal.
Even try.
But when it comes to me, bitch, yes, give me stuff like that. And then I'll spend it how I want.
Oh, okay.
Again, it's very different. Giving it, I wouldn't feel comfortable doing that. Receiving that, yes.
So what's on this list?
What's on this list?
Yeah, when you're like, this is what I want. Give us some examples.
It's very particular stuff, so like it'll depend. Actually, okay, so funny enough, I would probably say things just like money flat out because I then would probably use that money for things like a tattoo.
Oh, okay.
So they could quote unquote pay me for a pay for my tattoo, but I also wouldn't expect someone to cover a full cost of a tattoo. If they like pitch in, they're like, here's money, do
what? But if they do shoe.
If they do shoe, I'll take it down. Like, I'll get my whole leg done too. Mm. Like, not like. Stuff like that. Or I hate, yes, okay, so I said kind of earlier that like I'm very much interested in clothes. I like when a guy dresses nice, so people obviously understand that as like, oh, he's into clothes, he wants clothes when like it's time to give him gifts. No,
I'm gonna tell my mama because she got you that nice sweater.
And I love it.
Oh, okay.
Because it was simple. But sometimes some people just don't understand, like, when it comes to clothes, either give me basics where you can't go wrong. A hoodie, mm-hmm. bitch, I'll wear the shit out of that. But they're like, some funky ass looking thing. Like, I just saw this and thought it was so you. Bitch, I hope the fuck it's
not me. The disrespect.
Yeah, I'd be like, you think this of me, huh, bitch? No, but like, with clothes, it's so hit or miss. You okay. really could,
like, yeah.
get it right on the spot and stuff. But sometimes no. And it's honestly majority of the time no. Because I am very particular with the clothes. Because of the fit and stuff. Like, sometimes it looks wonky on me. Like, yeah. that shit won't, I won't wear it then.
I think I pants. Bad. What do you feel about pants? How do you feel about pants? That's the way I feel. Okay, like, if you get me pants.
On the spot, but one year she'd be giving us socks. I said, bitch, but, I love you.
But they're just socks.
But socks.
Shout out to grandma.
Shout out to grandma. She giving socks. I'll take it from my grandma. If I'm dating you and you give me socks,
oh, yeah.
it's gonna be the last of you live, bitch.
But could you really go wrong with socks?
What does that say?
Oh, well, you're right. Just like,
I wanted
here's
to get
some
you socks.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, let's get on that because real quick.
Just, okay, yes.
I be getting, why do all these guys give me socks? Not all these guys, like hundreds of guys.
Kings.
That's short king behavior. One short time for the energy. Short kings.
Damn.
So, I don't even want to say my
no,
sock story
saying,
no
I'm
more.
Interested now.
No, like, they'll be like, oh, here's these alien socks.
Okay.
And I'm like, oh, you thought of me, like, aliens
Yo,
and stuff.
Okay.
So, I'm like, that's sweet.
I gotta maybe
But normal white socks, probably not.
Yeah, and so I was gonna say there's a difference because I've had friends give me that. And, like, I'll like them. Like, they'll give me some, like, little artistic looking. I think someone one year gave me Van Gogh socks. And those were cute. I wore them. I wore them to prom with her because that's the girl who, like, gave them to me. Like, a really good friend of mine. And so, I love those and stuff. Bitch, I don't even know where they are now. But anything other than that, I'm not, like, that guy. Like, my quirky thing is, like, quirky socks.
Oh.
Bitch, I'd be wearing white or black socks. And
oh.
if that's what you're going to give me, that's
yeah.
so fucking lame.
So, it's because... That's you. You don't fuck with quirky socks.
Hell no. All and
right.
then shoes, it's just the same thing.
The lemon pepper steppers. That's his vibe.
Nah, and then it, like, also, it can, even shopping for myself, it'll depend on the brand and shit like that. Like, that shit won't fit all the time. So I can't be like, I'm size this. Like, it depends.
Okay.
I don't know.
In the boots and the tennis shoes.
Yeah,
and the
just
slippers.
Stuff. What?
The slippers.
Oh, yeah. I did not know what I heard there, but yeah.
What was I
going to
say?
And then acts of service. I feel like I could appreciate that. Because, like, I guess it's hard to, like, differentiate from what the, like, gift giving.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess, like, it's
For our
acts.
People who don't know who are listening, what is the examples of acts of service?
Acts of service?
Yeah,
I think we were talking about this earlier or, like, another day, and we were saying things like, picking you up, driving you somewhere, like, offering you to, like, run and get you some food or something. Like, shit like that. Like, they're actually doing something. Maybe it is considered a gift because they have to buy something, but it's more so, like, the thought behind it, I guess. I would say something like that. Not so much, it's, like, it sounds wrong, but,
materialistic.
Girl. Yeah. Like, materialistic things, so.
Okay. You mentioned... money for a tattoo. I had a question that's how many tattoos do you have?
Okay, so I can kind of run down quickly and just say what they are so I also know what
oh because
are.
I put meaning and
oh,
like what do they mean
okay,
yeah.
There's one I don't share the meaning behind
okay.
because I don't know it's for
that's
me
personal.
And it's my favorite one to be honest that's my thigh one my thigh piece
the
sun and the
sun?
Moon
okay.
which to a lot of people is just the sun and the moon
I like the sun and the moon.
But I don't know, it has like a lot more. Well, actually, it's not that deep, but like, I don't know. It's a whole blabber thing. So there's one on my thigh. There's two on each of my wrists. So one, there's a heart. That's, that's in my friend's handwriting. Because she wrote me a letter when I came out, and then she signed it with a heart next to her name. The plan was honestly to get the whole thing, but I was like, I would never tattoo a name.
The
I don't
name?
Care.
Oh.
Yeah. I was like, maybe not. Like, that's probably not it. And she didn't even want to go with it. She was like, please don't. Please don't tattoo my name on you.
Yeah.
And I was like, but how about the heart? And she was like, yeah, that's like, I'll allow it if you want. Like, if that's what you want on your body, then sure. And I'm like, okay, so I got that one done. The other one is my sister's handwriting. Funny enough, I don't think I planned that, like, the ones on my wrist are handwriting from two different people, but that one says Get Well Soon. That's a song title.
Okay.
And it's a sweet song that, like, I know me and her were going
sing
like,
it. No, but yeah, coach.
We were going through, like, I guess pretty, like, tough times, and, like, the message of the song is really sweet and stuff, so, like, I don't know, it just stuck
who's
with
it by? Or
Ariana.
Oh, okay.
Funny enough, like, she's kind of a new artist I'm into, and I wouldn't, like, I would probably put other artists' symbolism on me before her, but it, to me, it's more of, like, a representation of my sister and stuff, so that's okay. Three. I have a bee behind my ear.
Beehive? Beyonce?
No, that was my brother. That's for my brother. Because he gave me... This one's simple. Like, there's not too deep of a meaning, but he literally had this bee ring. I was obsessed with it. I literally took it from him, wore it all the time. I still have it, and I still wear it. And then he just, like, you can have it, like, at that point. And it was because I think I had started college. And so I just always wore it, and I was like, oh, like, there's always, like, a little part of you with me, no matter where I am. And then I was like, you know what, like, well, sometimes I'm not wearing it, and I don't know how or why, I just made the association of him and that B, or a B in general. So, like, that one's for him. So that's, what, 1, 2, 3, 4. On my forearm is what you would call it, right?
The angel?
The angel. The angel with a little, like, dove in its hands, that one's... for my mom, because I consider her my guardian angel and stuff. But then the dove is in it because that's her favorite animal.
Really?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Paloma, right? That's what they are, doves?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I just know it in Spanish, because obviously when I ask her, she'll be like, my favorite animal is una paloma, and I'm like, shit, in English that's what it's called. Dove. But yeah, so that's hers. And that one I got with a finger tattoo. It's the moon. That one really has no meaning. I think that's the one and only one that does have not.
You're just like, fuck it, a moon.
Yeah, I just wanted a finger tattoo, and I was like, what do I want on there?
What phase is it in?
Hey, I have no fucking idea what you would call it. But, you know, a stereotypical moon crescent
okay,
is the best way to...
Yeah.
And Loki, that shit heals kind of wonky, so I'm going to get it retouched. But that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I have 8. So the next two is the dinosaur on my other forearm.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's a sibling tattoo. We each have different ones. I have the long neck bitch. I don't know the name.
I want to say brontosaurus, but then...
Your Vince, kid is obsessed
Vince
with Vince
sometimes like, no, there's two long necks. And I'm like, I don't know. So then, that one.
Yeah, that one. And then my brother has the one that flies pterodactyl.
Mm-hmm.
Sister has T-Rex.
Okay.
So... And then last one is the butterfly on my back, like center of my back.
Oh yeah, yeah, I like that,
that one. Would be my second favorite, just because of how it also really turned out. It was done really well.
It's dope. Yeah. Who did that one?
Daniel, same guy as always. All my tattoos are by him.
Oh okay.
And I'm gonna get another one literally this month.
Did someone else do?
Oh.
One?
Wait, my first tattoos were done by someone else.
Oh okay.
And literally, like, for example, the bee that represents my brother, that one's a cover up, like. His bee covered up an ugly one that I didn't like, done by another artist.
Okay.
But the butterfly on my back is for my great-grandpa, like, from my mom's side.
Oh.
Because when he passed away, we were talking about that the other day, funny enough, me and her, how, like, when they passed away, like, a bunch of, like, butterflies would always come to our house and stuff. We never got to meet them. We never met them in person. We never got to see them in Mexico and stuff. Like, the last few...
You would talk to them, though?
We called them, and funny enough, that's why we got into the conversation. I don't know why we were saying how, like, our last little moments with them was, like, on a phone call. And, like, I don't know if y'all remember, but, like, he, like, started losing, like, speech. Like, he couldn't... He would just produce noises. Like, they weren't words anymore. His calls with us were that, but with our mom, he actually said, like, a few words and stuff. So she remembered it for that, but I remember that, like, my last opportunity to talk to him were just... noises, like, I really couldn't, like, say anything. I said what I wanted to say to him and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that, like, that him losing him was, like, hit me so hard. I don't know why. Like, we'd never met and stuff.
Yeah.
But it did. And then, like I said, the butterflies always appeared at our house. Like, they would land on our fingers. Like, never really happens and stuff. And I remember our parents would always be like, oh, like, that's them visiting you. Like, they flew all the way over to finally meet you in person. That was when we were little. And, like, I just kept that. I really think butterflies are really pretty. I understand that, like, for some people, like, that's a common tattoo nowadays, I think.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day, though, yeah, it'll have, like, a sentimental, like, mm-hmm. thing to it, so I'll never regret it and stuff like that. I want another one, actually.
Another butterfly? Is that your next one?
No, the next one's with my sister again. We're gonna get matching ones.
Oh, yeah, the one she's
showing. Yeah, it's a marigold and a tulip.
Mm-hmm.
She wants it on a rib cage. Yo, I'm so nervous for that.
You'll be fine. Y'all are young.
My scrawny ass. It's yeah. bones. It's all the bones there.
Shout out for the bones.
Shout out to the scrawny ones. And I'm really gonna convince Daniel to like make a little heart on another finger of mine, like just a little filled in heart.
Oh, right, okay, here. Okay.
Obviously, that doesn't translate well on when I'm saying this, but like it's on my finger.
So what is the flower one? What is the you are getting? No, they're together.
They're together, but they're two different ones. So my favorite flowers have always been tulips for no reason really, but and then my sister, she already had like these marigolds tattooed on herself, and it was funny because I think she was I could probably let her explain.
Wait,
this,
that thing.
Whatever. Those ended up being marigolds, not okay. lotuses, I think is yeah. what they were. But it was funny because I think she's kind of like struggling and like with work and stuff. And someone from work was like, hey, like, you know, like, you're a marigold to other people. And because they're like, apparently there's a meaning to them. Like, people who are considered that, like, just like, because I looked it up. Trying to like put more meaning to it because I wrote her like a little letter for Christmas because I'm paying for the tattoos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, don't forget, like, you're a marigold to so many people because, stop. Like, for them, those are like symbolism of like joy, happiness, optimism, and light and stuff like that just because of their colors and stuff like that. And that's what the person had told her too. They were like, hey, like, keep your head up, like, you are like a light in someone's life, like, you are so important and stuff like that. And I was like, you know what, like, and it was funny because she said that, and then she looked up what they looked like, and then she found out that what she had tattooed on herself were those, not oh, what wow. she had thought were lotuses. And then she just thought that was so, like,
didn't she
bizarre.
Draw it up?
Huh?
Didn't she draw it up?
Yeah, and it was exactly, like, she drew them and everything. And then she's like, that's so crazy, like, I have that already tattooed on me. And then my idea is that me and her just, she just wants to keep getting, like, floral tattoos. Mm. I wanted a floral tattoo, and I was like, so why don't we get the two that we like? And it's funny because then I tried, like, in that note, I was trying to relate it to, like, how I associated with a tulip or why, for some reason, yeah. I was so attracted to them. Those bitches are what? Symbolism for love? Girl.
Let's give it one time for the tulip love.
It was like, what? Like, the truest form or, like, something of love. And I was like, girl, I'm a bitch. Like, I can't even stand by this. Like,
one time for the bitch.
For self-awareness.
Okay.
But you know what? I gave it a whole other meaning, and I was like, you know what? Take it this way. Like,
pardon my stupidity, but they can be red and pink and stuff.
They can
right?
be all different.
Like
colors.
All different yeah. colors. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's black and white. Y'all are getting black and white.
Hell yeah! I could never do color tattoos.
Never ever. Mm.
No. A. It's more pain. B. I don't think it'll translate well on my like skin tone.
On the melanin.
On my melanin. Yeah. Let it be known that be sun kissed.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then I put hurt the most. I know you about to say that shit. And then what? None of them hurt.
No, the butterfly.
Oh, okay.
For sure. Because all my other tattoos are line work. And he's called me out on that. He's like, you don't want shading? I'm like, uh-huh. No.
Yeah.
Not because I'm avoiding it. I just think it looks cleaner that way, in my opinion. And like, I also kind of want consistency with my tattoos, mm-hmm. which obviously I'm about to.
Were you trying
prove
to say?
Don't
fuck with you.
No, I think that some people have like vintage retro style tattoos, and that's all they get.
Yeah.
And that's now what they're stuck to, I think. And my thing's like simple outlines, but for that butterfly, it has shading and stuff, and that's obviously like what I wanted to. But that shit hurt. I underestimated it because it was like a couple of tattoos in. And I was like, oh, I'll probably be like able to handle this and whatnot. But I was lucky because it was just him and me in the studio, but then people would come in and like set up appointments. So he would like, oh, sorry, I have to go like at least get them situated
yeah.
and stuff. And I'm like, girl, take all the time you need because this back burning, bitch.
Were you laying down or like this?
No, he had me standing up, like sitting
what?
Backwards on the chair.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I was like, okay. I was like, yeah, I imagine laying down was gonna be mm-hmm. the best option.
Yo, probably not, because you're like this,
shit.
Right? The bones.
Getting tattoos done, they put you in the weirdest positions. Just to get the ones on my wrist, they had me doing gymnastics. Like, I was like, ma'am, it's on the wrist. Like, can't you just, you know, I hold it up and
you... So how are you sitting?
Like, they, like, twisted my arm. Damn. Literally, like, I was on the hole. I was like, damn, girl, I didn't do nothing wrong.
Good thing you do yoga.
Right? Yeah. Nah, that's why I started doing yoga. So these tattoo appointments come easier because they'll put me in the weirdest things. But, like, I don't know. Like, for the thigh one, I also thought, like, oh, sitting down and whatnot. He kind of had me laying funky. Like, I realized laying recently funky. That they want you, like, stretched out, like, your yeah. skin. So that yeah. it's not, like, gross when it is stretched out. Stuff like that. But
your thigh one didn't hurt?
No, I really thought it would.
Because I had a friend that got one and she was like, that shit hurt.
And I've heard but that.
Different people.
The only one that I am convinced that will hurt is this ribcage one, which is why I'm so nervous.
But it's little, isn't it?
Not it's really. Nah, it's like medium size. I don't know how to describe it. It's not huge and it's not like...
That's what no she's shading. Saying.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. It's not that big. It's the perfect size. but like... I'm fighting to get it on the tricep, which I've heard still hurts.
Okay.
But I'm willing to put that pain over the one on the rib cage, in my opinion.
Face tattoo?
I could never.
Opinions?
No. Oh, I think they look good on people.
But you would never.
But I couldn't. There's so many things like that.
Okay.
But, like, I think, like, for example, I don't want to tattoo my chest area or, like, the front, like, my abs and stuff.
Because when
like,
it gets bigger and you do the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, when my titties get big, it's going to be stretched out yeah. and look wonky, obviously. And when I get that A-pack, it's just going to distort
ooh,
it.
Okay. You
know, we don't want to do none of that. But, no, I don't know why I want that area, like, cleared. But I loved the idea of getting the tattoo straight on my chest, like, in the center. Because I've seen people with that.
Like, what?
It's cool. I said, the butterfly. Oh, okay. Center. But I've also seen people with other stuff. Girl, not the Roman numeral and the collarbone. I almost did that.
That's a red flag.
Myself, though.
What? That's a red flag?
That is a red flag.
Y'all know who had it, right? Yeah. Y'all know who had it? No,
shout
we
out
get...
to all the men with Roman numerals.
No,
and
we
the
get a boo.
Yeah, we get a boo or a snore.
Oh, wait.
He said now he can get on that. But no, I got a shit ton more than I want.
Damn! We're pulling up. Oh, we
waiting.
We wait.
I'll wait.
I'll wait.
I'll wait. I'll wait.
If you don't do it in 3 seconds, you fired. There we go.
We cut that out.
Yeah. Edit it so it jumps right to that sound.
Right.
I have a shit ton of more that I want, like a whole list that I know, but it's the money.
Are you going to be sleeved out?
No, that's another thing, for example. I love seeing people with sleeves. I can't convince myself to do a whole sleeve. Because the style of sleeve that I like is the, like, patchwork one. So, like, they're not connected.
Okay.
They're, like, on their own. Yeah. And some people are like, that looks like a fucking kid's notebook and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Me.
What? Like,
oh, I thought sleeves? You... Yeah. I thought
no, I
so
love
far.
But, like, some people are not into that. And I'm like, I don't care either way.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen the ones that blend in and they look cool. I've seen the ones who are, like, patchwork and I love them. So, I don't know. But I couldn't do that myself. I don't know why. I just wouldn't.
So you want so many more, but...
They'll be spaced out
okay.
somehow.
Okay.
Like, for sure.
How do you feel about those blackout? Is that what it's called?
Oh, my God.
You panicked. You said what?
Girl. It's just, let me just say it's a certain demographic that likes to get those specific ones. And it just comes off weird. Like, why are you so hard trying to, like...
I personally don't like them.
I don't either. I'm like, why are you...
How does our sound producer feel about them?
You heard it here, y'all.
You heard
those
it here,
blackout right? tattoos is not it.
I couldn't get one. I don't really like
I've
them.
I've seen people who, like, I think have them for a while, and so it looks, like, gray and, like, slowly fading. I'm like, yo, to get that retouched,
ooh,
pain, like, why?
No.
Is it worth it?
No. No, thank you.
No.
Piercings. You have any
okay,
crazy
piercings?
Okay, I
have a few. So I have two earlobe ones and I have the two cartilage ones.
Okay.
I kind of like where they're at. They're on my opposite ears. So, like, two cartilage on one, the two ear lobes on the other opposite one.
Oh, yeah, they go like this.
So it's a little balanced. Okay. I'm all about that. My tattoos, they're placed where they are because it keeps it somewhat balanced. And I, with piercings, I don't think I could get more. Like, I wouldn't see myself getting more. So, except I literally just recently thought about getting, like, a tragus.
I thought you had that for some reason.
No, my sister has it. Okay. And it's just more so because there's a friend who, every time she visits me, she's like, let's go get another piercing.
Oh, okay. Because
we know this place where, like, it's hella cheap. Kind of sketchy.
In the alley.
That's in the back alley of a Chuck E. Cheese. It really is next to a Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh, shit. Wait, the one in Raleigh?
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Let's just say there's a certain tattoo place and, like, piercings that we go to. And they do it for free. I mean, for free. For free if you give them something else. But like, it's just cheap. And then I've been lucky where, like, every time I get my ears pierced and shit, like, I've gotten it done just at home. They don't ever get infected.
Oh, I think ever. You did tell me that.
My mom be out here piercing my cartilage.
If, like, y'all need piercings, hit up Eduardo's mom.
I'm not going to give my
Let's
address,
get a little...
My mom out here.
Okay.
She's done, like, cartilage ones, like the hard pieces. Like, if I feel like if she can pierce that, she could pierce any other area at this point.
Cause my mom did my lip.
Mercy. You really?
Yeah.
Your spider bites?
The one of them. Oh. When I had the one,
so
she did it.
So you came into the piercing place, like, can I get the other one?
Yeah, and then it was like, who did this one? And I was
like, I don't know her.
This
bitch.
Other place, and my mom was there, and she was like, because she was supposed to do it slanted, and she just went, poof. So she kind of fucked it up.
I do want to get my... Okay, I've been back and forth about getting my nipples pierced. But Claire said no.
Who said no?
Claire's. Could you believe that?
But I got my coochie pierced there.
Wait. Your what? Clit?
Say it again.
Let's rerun that back again. So I've been bouncing back between getting my nipples pierced. Mm-hmm. But you know what? Claire said no. Thank you. That man deserves a raise.
But I got... Wait. What? I got my coochie pierced there.
But I got my coochie pierced there.
Okay. So...
It's a hard job.
Why not?
Why not? I've heard it's so painful.
Yeah, I heard that too.
Damn!
That's you.
Literally.
Oh my god.
No, but I don't know. I'd be wearing a lot of tight clothes too, and, like, I understand.
So you wanted to.
No, I know some people. They're like, when I get my nipples pierced, it's so that everyone can see them.
You don't want nobody.
I kind of don't. I want. That's one of those things where, like, I want
privacy.
Yeah, like the ones who see
private
it get
nipples.
To see it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for everybody. Like, you know, things with that. Like,
that was so delayed.
That was so delayed. Same with tattoos. I've been told, people are like, why do you get your tattoos where, like, you can't somewhat see them? I'm like, because not everyone.
They're for
and
you.
Mom has the
yeah.
same. Like, they're for me.
Wait till you go to that nude beach.
Oh, yeah.
Showing off every single one.
That ain't going to be what they seem looking at.
Oh. Let's get a...
Okur, you know what I'm saying?
Let's get an okur.
Man.
What about your belly button? You said, what about it?
What about it, bitch? Out of your anus, just kidding. No, I couldn't. That's gross to me. Sorry.
Oh, shit.
No, like, gross as in, like, I feel like that shit going stank.
It don't. Let me smell it.
Your piercing, I just know that shit.
No, it doesn't. I clean
yeah,
it.
I know, but, like,
let's cut this out.
Cut the let's camera, dead ass.
That's gonna no, cut the camera.
Because
that was
oh shit.
Maybe the maintenance on that one I, like, wouldn't keep up with.
Okay.
I'm gonna okay.
So yours would stink.
No. Look, actually I'm very good with maintenance. So, like, the tattoo stuff, like, with people when they're like, do this, make sure you, like, let it heal like this. I'm on top of that. Like, I wanna make sure they heal good. Obviously, like, I paid money on
yeah.
that. Same with piercings. Well, at least the one piercing I've actually gotten done by someone other than my mom. They're like,
your mom didn't
this.
Give you aftercare instructions?
No, she's just blessed me with holy water and called it a day. She, like, just, yeah.
Plus, yeah.
Yeah. Nah. I'm so surprised she's gonna get it. Like, God bless, because, like, the way, there was one where she, like, got halfway through, took it out, and retried it, because it just wasn't clear.
Did she sterilize the think?
As much as she can. She just puts propane alcohol and calls it a day.
I think my mom burned the end of the earring sheath. I've heard people
put an ice cube behind it so it numbs the area.
Like oh, okay,
you
put, okay.
You rub the ice yeah. until the area feels
so
numb.
So just have your mom do your nipples. Pierce your nipples. She
already did. This in West Virginia, mama.
I said pierce them, not lick them.
Yo, commercial break. commercial break.
Get out of here.
Buddha, what?
What is it you need to leave? That was a lot of things.
That was a lot. I don't have that. It's on the soundboard.
Oh my goodness. So let's just drop that whole.
Cut the camera, this bitch.
Five most essential honeymoon items. You're going to your honeymoon and you need these five items. I said five.
The record show this bitch is holding up 10 fingers. Damn.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Do we have a honeymoon sound? No. Oh. Okay.
It's like items that have to be there.
Oh. Oh.
Like actual things. It can't be like places and stuff.
Places.
Well, people go to places for
essential.
Is that where you're like asking?
So I guess you're like
I'm going on my. Just kidding. Okay. I'm joking.
What was that?
I don't know. What do you mean by that?
So like the. What did I mean by that? I don't know.
She said, like, who wrote this
whack ass
question?
You gotta redo.
She gotta get fired. So what was your next question?
So the five most essential honeymoon items.
Why would you get another chance?
I need to know. What are you taking?
So this bitch is done right now.
You taking on your honeymoon?
My man's.
That's it. That's all you need.
That's all I need. Yeah. Oh, damn. Mm. Let me fix the question for you. Where do I want to go for my honeymoon? Thanks for asking.
Just take my podcast.
Thanks for asking me where I want to go for my honeymoon.
And what are you taking?
What am I taking?
When you get there. What are you unpacking?
Five things I need to take? No. I don't know. If I did honeymoon, like, location, if I could, I'd now answer that question.
Let's just go with the location.
Yeah, I'd be like Hawaii, which I know is kind of like, eh, because some people are like, don't, you shouldn't visit
Hawaii. You're trying to run into Bretman.
Hey, yeah, and then just marry him on the spot. No. But, like, I don't know if you know, but, like, people nowadays are like, don't go to Hawaii, like.
Yeah.
Just because, like, it shouldn't be a touristy location. It needs to be, like, preserved and whatnot.
Mm-hmm. He said, fuck that.
No. Don't get it twisted. I obviously do, like, understand all that. But I would just say, like, in a hypothetical dream.
Oh, so you wouldn't go. You wish. That's your biggest dream.
I would honestly respect that, like, honestly, in every way I can. But, like,
he said, you know where I wouldn't go? Even though the question was, where would I go? No, I'm fucking with you.
Nah, like, I think it's so pretty. I've always wanted to. But I don't know. It's iffy. I guess, like, I don't know.
Second choice.
I kind of answered that earlier, but, like,
oh, really, so that's where you would go?
I would love
okay,
that.
Okay. All right. So, fuck it. Let's do that one more time.
There you go.
Do you have any bad dating habits?
Bad dating habits, like I
said, who, me?
Me?
No, yeah.
No, next question. Just kidding. No, I'm joking. We were just talking about this kind of. I'm horrible at responding to texts and stuff. And I feel like, oh,
get out of here.
You need to leave. No, I think it's funny because we were saying how, like, I expect people to respond, like, within a, like, good time.
What, how much time? 20 minutes.
I think 10, it also depends.
Five.
So, no, 8. Like, it doesn't. Bitch. Can I?
I'll wait.
Fucking with you. But I don't know. It sometimes depends. Because if they are caught up in something, at least let me know. You know? That's one thing. So obviously, like, the thing is communication. And I'm ass at it. Like, I sometimes can't. And the thing is, like, sometimes I'll open it and I'm like, oh shit, let me finish what I'm doing, and I'll respond right away that I'm
you forget
doing, and it just really disappears.
What does that mean?
Literally, yeah. But like, it sucks. And I'm saying, like, that's a bad habit I want to work on, but it literally just flies by me.
But if you really, really like this person, it's the same thing? Like, you're, like, yeah, I forget.
No. Like, it sucks because, like, there's what? Like, no exceptions to it. I've told you also, like, a little aback. There are times when, like, I respond to a on-the-spot phone call just because I'm in a silly, goofy mood. Like, I could be at the gym, and I'm like, why not respond and just see?
Yeah.
And then they'll literally be like, oh, I wanted to invite you to do something. I'm like, girl, I'm at the gym right now. So, okay. Like, I sometimes feel bad for that reason. I'm like, maybe just not respond at all. I don't know if that translates well, but in my mind, that makes sense. And yeah. I know to some that's like, that's stupid. Like, just tell them where you are, and maybe they'll respect that. I don't know. I have my ways about it sometimes.
Has it ruined potential relationships? Your whole bad habit of not...
What kind of relationships?
Well, if you like someone and then you might, like, you know, y'all are talking or...
I don't think so. I don't think I've ever let it get, like, that bad. If anything, okay. Yes, I'm not good at responding, but I think I'm good at offering other forms of communication, if that makes any sort of sense. Like, I'll at least give them, like, a forewarning, like, I'll be doing this, so I'm probably busy during this time, and they'll understand that. Like, it's well up before, like, heads
up. Are you the same with, like, best friends and stuff?
Yeah, maybe? That's why I was asking, because, like, that's happened before. Like, that hypothetical I gave is kind of actually, like, based on a real thing. I had a friend who she, like, invited me, like, I feel so bad, but she literally, like, hit me up. She's like, oh, like, I remember.
Will she be hearing this?
Maybe, yeah, like, I'll send it to her and stuff, but, like, I mean, at least she'll know that, like, I felt so guilty.
Yeah.
But, like, I genuinely was busy, and I told her, I think it was on a snow day, which I couldn't go. We were, like, trapped in, and, like, I was about to head out to something. But she invited me, she was like, hey, I just cooked something that I know you like, that I make. And I was like, stop, like, that's killing me. Like, I had to be like, I can't. I really can't. And I really wish I was more, like, that's another thing, a bad dating habit. I wouldn't say that's, like, something you should be expected, but, like, I'm not that spontaneous, and I wish I was, because I know for some people that's, like...
So back to the introvert, extrovert thing.
Yeah, again, that's why I would want someone who's more introverted, but, of course, like I said, I would also see the good in, like, dating someone who's a little more opposite of me, like, extroverted, because they'll make that push of, like, let's try going out.
Like,
here.
Maybe just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
Okay.
But I do... fear that, like, I'm not gonna be spontaneous enough for someone who's very extroverted, so they'll be like
settle down.
Yeah, like, wanna go out? I'm like, but we went out yesterday. Like, my social battery can only go
needs to charge.
That should take a while to charge.
Okay.
And it really does, and it can drain on the spot, which sucks.
So even if they're like, so y'all got a place together, and they're like, oh, well, we're throwing a get together today, tomorrow, and.
Be like,
the whole weekend, and you're like,
you throwing that, because I'll be in the room next
watching some movies or some
literally.
Shit.
It's terrible, because sometimes within the day, for example, today, literally, I made plans to meet someone for lunch, and I did. I was like, okay, cool, I'll see these girls. I haven't seen them in a while. Like, we needed to catch up.
Oh, okay, it was not what I was thinking.
But there's other plans to be meeting up with another friend of mine, and me and him haven't caught up in a while. To be fair, I did cancel because I wanted to show up here on time, but it also felt like I had too much. I was like, I expect myself to be with two friends that were, like, the ones I had already caught up for lunch, then meet someone for, like, an early dinner, and then go to a podcast. Like,
yeah,
that's
that was too much for you.
Interaction, like, okay. For me, like, I had to, like, cut back, which I know to some people might not make sense, but to me...
Even if we are who we are, it's, a, like, not saying, but...
No, I think that's the only reason this works today, too. Like, if I would have had lunch with them, that would have been it for the day for me. And I would have probably gone to the gym and stuff like that. But, no, with family, it's obviously different. Like, I crave that time more so than...
Crave.
That sounds horrible. Not saying I don't crave my time with my friends, but...
Yeah.
Like, sometimes I feel like I don't want to be the one to reach out, because I don't know if they would actually want to do the plans. That's another thing.
So are they the ones that reach out more? You're very you don't
and
reach out as much.
It's wrong. Like,
I can feel, yo, are we
and
the same person?
Because,
we,
like,
need to hang out more.
Yeah, I want to show them every other way. Like, when I, let's say, per se, I just make it up when we get the chance to actually hang out. Mm-hmm. And, like, I think I tried my hardest to make it, like, clear while I'm with them. Like, you need to understand, like, I do love hanging out with you. Like, I really do want to be here and stuff like that. I'm like, I just don't, like, I'm not the one to initiate it because it doesn't feel, I don't know. I don't want to feel like I'm the one, like, dragging them with me and they're, like, just saying yes to say yes. I don't know if that makes sense. But, like, okay. I like being
invited because then maybe you overthink it too much possibly. Sometimes.
But it's more of a sense of comfort knowing that if I'm being invited, it's because they want me there. Okay. And I'll gladly be like, yes, mm-hmm. I will go and stuff like that. So
okay.
That's another thing. So I feel like with bad dating habits, I'm horrible at initiating that kind of stuff. But I feel like it might be different with dating. Like, obviously, I would be like, hey, I planned out, like, a cute date for us. I want to do this. So I don't know.
I had a bad habit of saying, so a person, a certain person. Don't look at me.
A certain short king.
No.
Oh, damn.
So that might be a clue. Not, like, tall, yeah. Tall. But anyways, he would hate it when I'd be like, so sure you can come over, or like sure, like what he wanted was like an invitation, like, oh, I would love to like do this, you know what I mean?
Wait,
so like he would have to like invite himself sometimes because I wouldn't be like, hey, can we should do this and that and this and that, and then when he would, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool. So what he wanted more of was like me bringing it up, mm-hmm. And it made him feel like I didn't want him around and stuff. That's like so that. Funny. But I'm very, I don't know, it's like I wanted it, but I didn't know how to go about it, I guess. Yeah. I don't know, but at the time that then they would kind of invite themselves, I'd be like, sure, that's cool. So then again, like, why did I respond like that? Yeah, I don't know.
No, I've had that too, and I'm like, I guess it instinctively is how I respond, but it's not what it's meant to come off as, like, or mean.
Yeah, and I don't mean it that way, that's just how I am. Yeah. But that ruined the whole, that was a big issue in the relationship.
I kind of get that though, because if you're dating them, that's so much different than friends. I feel like friends, you could literally be like, okay, I understand, like,
no, yeah, but
when you're dating someone, I guess you want to show in every way possible that, like, you have interest in them being with you and these kinds of stuff, like, all the time. So I get that,
but I feel like I'm a little bit of both. Like, I want to have my time, and then, like, so that's why I don't know what marrying someone would be like. Oh, for me, that's because I want my own room.
Yeah,
I want my own room. You have your own.
I thought that was so interesting.
Yeah, that's what I would want, and just be like, okay, you can come over right now, but like, we have separate rooms or something. I don't know. That's another thing. I feel like I might come off as clingy, but at the same time, I don't want it too much. I'm weird, I guess. In conclusion. No.
Because I like being alone a lot. Like, there's so much. I have grown to, like, love and respect my own time. Which was tough, I would say. So I'm very happy with that. Like, I wouldn't give that up, and I wouldn't be like, I think I need to lessen that. I don't.
Do you like doing stuff alone? Like, go to the movies, go out to eat?
So recently, yes and no. So there's certain things I can do alone that I thought I couldn't.
You can't or can?
I can, but I thought I couldn't. So, like, going to the mall.
Okay.
I was really talking with someone that we were saying how, like, I realized that going to the mall is kind of, on my own, is, like, a lot more easier and stuff. Just because, like, we were saying how, like, when you're with someone, when you're at a store, I sometimes feel like I need a dip because this person's so disinterested and, like, lost.
I'm sorry, I'm listening. I just really wanted a pillow.
Please. You want me to pray or something?
Pop back with her. Go ahead. My bad.
So, basically, we kind of figured out that, like, going to the mall on your own is, like, I think easier on yourself because you get to go to the stores you want to and be there as long as you want to. So, like, I get to,
because there's some people who don't like to be there for eternity. No. Which I'm not like that a lot, but also he's worse. Are you like that? You don't like to be there for a long time?
No, I'm opposite.
Oh, okay.
I think I'm the middle. Me too. Between my siblings, yeah. Because my brother, oh my lord, that man will look at every damn item being sold in a damn mall. Like, sir, why are we going to a party one? Sir, why are we going into a pots and pans store?
Oh, wait, really?
Low-key, yeah, is that me? You need to leave. But then my sister, bitch walks in, scans the room, she knows what she wants. Yeah. Or if she doesn't want anything and she leaves. So if she, like, were to, like, literally take the time to, like, throw a rag, she's doing too much. Mm-hmm. She's doing the most in her life. My ass is, like, an in-between. I hit certain stores that I know I want to see because the things I actually want are there. Yeah. I'm not going to hit a fucking the most random ass store for no reason because I'm suddenly, like, maybe they'll have something I want. Like, and then when I'm in the stores, I, like, quickly look at the areas that at least some will call my attention and then look for stuff. Or if I find something and I can't find it right away, I'll take the time to be like, maybe it's somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But again, when I'm on my own, I can do this so much more comfortably. Like, there's no one rushing me. There's no pressure to be, like, out or in at a certain time in XYZ. But that's it. I could not go to the movies by myself, I don't think.
Really? I went once, and the only thing was, like, I felt a little silly laughing alone, but then I was like, it's okay. So
bitch, I just laughed. Imagine if you went into a movie theater where you were also the only person.
I couldn't do that. Especially, like, a scary movie, and then at night. A scary movie at night, like, nobody else is in the theater. No, thank you. But if it was, like, let's say Spider-Man and I'm alone, that's fine.
Yeah, no. I'm just saying, in general, I couldn't go to the movies alone, but with...
Do you ever want to just rip the band-aid, try it maybe, or no?
Maybe, but maybe I'd get so fucking depressed I'd leave, like, midway.
Oh my gosh.
I have the issue. There are things, like I was saying, like, there are things I'd like to have alone time, but there are some things that I just cannot. I can't, okay, actually, sort of yes and no. I can go to the mall by myself, I can't eat alone at the mall by myself. I don't know why.
I can, shit.
It feels like sitting alone at, like, a lunch or at the cafeteria. Lunch. I'd be like, nobody wants to sit with me.
At the mall, I guess the only thing by myself is, like, I can't be like, oh, what do you think about these pants? I don't know. They're like,
bitch, just a little. Fuck what nobody thinks.
Not like that, but like a small opinion. Like, even if I fuck with the pants. Okay,
call one of the workers and be like, does my ass look fat? Say yes, please.
And then another thing is, like, I feel like I have to have my best friend on the phone, like, in my earpiece or something.
Now you being that bitch next to me in the fitting room where I can hear your whole conversation.
I mean, we don't talk crazy. Okay. Like, I don't talk crazy. Like, that's not me.
You're like, girl.
Why are you nodding your head? Let me get a boo for you for the sound guy.
I don't like people like that in general.
Huh?
I don't like people like that in general, like, who are loud as hell on the phone in public. This can be anywhere. Because let's just say I don't work at a certain grocery store, and so, like, I'll have customers walk past me and I can hear the whole ass conversation. Yeah. I'm like, ma'am, I don't need to know that your coochie looks funky.
Oh.
I don't need to know that
yo
daddy going through some reason.
I know, like, me and Erica, so I mean, me and my private. Best friend's conversations be wild, but I feel like we tone it down when we're in public.
I was at the restaurant talking about the
night. I know you ain't talking.
Okay.
Oh, but we're not on the phone.
Huh? Oh my god, yeah. I've read Robin, girl. What happens at Red Robin?
Oh my goodness, I can only imagine. And it was all of y'all.
Sorry, it's Red Robin's, not sponsored. But not, okay, but see, we were in person. We weren't on a phone call.
But we were still being loud and talking about our coochies.
We were talking. That Margarita Tower talking.
You're not wrong, but they happened.
We were out the other day eating, and then my sister's like, "Do you think we're loud?" And I'm like, "Nah, I think people are just nosy."
Who said that?
My sister. She was she's like, "Do you think we're being loud?" I was like, "Nah, everyone else is just nosy if they're really tuning in."
I don't think we're loud though.
No.
No, right? We're not like obnoxious about it. When we be out at the restaurant.
Meanwhile, somebody out here spilling water on the table.
You spilled your water?
Nah, we were out. That I did hate. But it was an accident.
Going out to dinner with me.
Who spilled water?
Yeah, I just hated that experience. Huh?
Who spilled water?
Chico. It doesn't matter. Yeah.
Oh.
We're not going to let him forget.
The public must
that
know.
Day we were clowning him the whole time.
Oh my
it.
Goodness.
So, Chico, you heard this. We out here still making fun of you for that. Still in the water. But yeah, that did cause kind of a scene. But bitch, it was busy where, like, our waitress never found out. She literally came back and apologized that she hasn't been checking in. I'm like, mama, I'm glad you haven't been checking in.
It's been a mess.
It's gonna be bad.
Was it really bad? Like, y'all had to clean it up?
He spilled the whole water. He didn't drink any of it.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Untouched.
They beat him out back, believe it or not.
Yeah.
I like elbowed it.
Shout out to Red Robins for taking care of that.
I think we're going into part 3 so that we don't lose any material. So, all right.